Good morning. I have the Rolling Stones for you this morning. Little rowdy Sunday morning music, but it's so great. Listen. I'm watching a video where they're showing photographs of Mick Jagger through the years from a baby on. It's quite touching. I looked up Songs About Time, and this was one of the first ones that came up, and I just thought it would be fun. He's also got on, as he's known for, just this like really fun, quirky outfit, tights and a blue jacket and a big old hat. And it was a fun, surprising way for me to start my Sunday. As you guys know, I never quite know where I'm headed with you, but I love this time with you and I love the surprise of it. And as I've encouraged you before, I'm going to just encourage again to try something similar with yourself or with someone that you love, to simply show up without an idea of what you want to say or talk about, and then let life drop in something for you. So in my case, when I was walking out to the studio this morning with my cup of coffee, and my coffee cup says, seize the day, S-E-A-S, seize the day. It's from my recent trip with my friend Trisha to Sea Ranch, and she bought this as a souvenir for me, which I love because it reminds me of that time together. That when I was walking out, the concept of tiny moments came to me because I'm sure it's been a topic this week in many different ways. Most recently, yesterday, I was taking a walk with my friend Susan, and we were talking about the book Atomic Habits, which I have not read, but I feel like everyone I know in the world has read it. And we were just talking about the concept of really what is possible to create in tiny moments. And this has been a theme for me this week. And I just decided I was walking in the studio that's what I just wanted to talk to you about, because I know in my own life that I often, and I'm really trying to not do this, but I find myself frequently either thinking or saying, I wish I had more time. I don't have enough time. That, there's this thing that I'm doing where I feel as if I'm limited by time. And so even though I know this Rolling Stones song is not really about, you know, our own personal relationship with time, I love the phrase, time is on my side. And I love the concept of tiny moments and what is possible in tiny moments. And that's what I just wanted to talk about today, and to really, as always, is this is a relationship with you. Even though I don't get to see you, I don't get to hear your voices back, many of you do send off a quick email, which I love, just telling me, you know, what you're seeing about this. And that relationship is really important to me. It helps me to go deeper into some of these places. And so a couple things this week that are just dropping in as I'm talking to you. So one of them is that I have this wonderful, wonderful coaching group. And this week we did something called a creativity party. And in that small amount of time we were together, that was something I noticed, which was the power of, again, just trying something in a tiny moment and how that can have a big impact. So one of the things that we did at our party is some of us wore fairy lights, and that had come from a blog post that I wrote back in December, I think, where my my beau and I had worn some fairy lights as we were riding a tandem bike around, and I saw the impact that came from just that tiny little thing. I mean, it was not a big deal, and yet it was a huge deal. People were honking and waving, and similarly, in my coaching group this week, just seeing as people were popping on Zoom and they had those lights on, I was filled with joy. And I like the fact that those lights are tiny and that they're not expensive. I think they're about $3 or $4 to buy a strand of them. They're battery operated. And so they're tiny, they're not expensive. The act of putting it around us is, you know, it can take 10, 12 seconds. None of it is a big deal, and yet the impact is really spectacular. When I saw people popping on the screen with those fairy lights, I was so delighted. And I'm guessing, and I know from some of the conversation we had, that it really helped people to feel more vibrant, to feel more alive, to just be doing something that is bringing them to life in a new way. One of the beautiful people in the group, Bev, said at one point about what we were doing, not just the wearing the lights, but the part of our creativity day, was she said, you know, it's so wonderful to have something today that makes it different from yesterday and different from tomorrow. And I don't know if she realized how profound that was, but it's so important, especially during this pandemic, that we are bringing ourselves spontaneity or bringing ourselves a freshness or a new something. And the other thing for me that happened this week is I recommitted to a very, very small practice of pulling out the ukulele and doing a 5 minutes of a lesson that I have these lessons that I'm doing. And I had started that practice in 2020 and somehow lost the habit. And I recommitted to it this week, and I was really paying attention to how much of an impact it has had to spend 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We all think. For me, when I set that goal, because last year I was trying to do 15 minutes. And, you know, when I reset my commitment to it, I thought, you know, I'm just going to pick it up for 5 minutes and see what happens. And the truth of it is 5 minutes sounds like, what? You can barely pull it out. But that's not true. I have this set of lessons that I'm following. And 5 minutes actually is pretty substantial. Just in the course of this week, I feel more comfortable with a couple new chords that, you know, we're practicing. And more importantly, and I think this is the piece that I really wanted to say to you, is that I'm being true to a part of myself that really wanted to learn how to play the ukulele. And somebody said, who was it? I think it was Mel Robbins. I was listening to a training, and I'm pretty sure it was her who said that we are haunted by our unmet dreams. And I apologize if it was not her, if it was someone else. But anyways, that saying is so beautiful. And to me, it resonates with me that in the time between when I was practicing the ukulele and then when I stopped doing it, there was this sense of being haunted by it. Like I would see the ukulele and just feel like, oh, I, you know, should be doing that. So anyway, long story short, what I want to say is 5 minutes of something can really anchor in this sense that we are planting seeds, that we are following our dreams, that we are moving closer toward the person we want to be. 5 minutes of, you know, being with someone that we love and starting a conversation that's fresh and new, you know, maybe playing them a snippet of a song or a snippet of a podcast or reading a passage from a book that really speaks to you. 5 minutes of taking a walk,
you know, if you're wanting to feel more energized in your body or more vibrant, just a 5-minute walk, maybe listening to some music that you love, maybe one song, maybe it's 3 minutes. I can't emphasize enough how important this is. And I'm speaking to myself as much as to you, because I think this is the secret to allowing ourselves to step into the lives that we dream about. And it doesn't have to be whatever that great big thing is. I'm thinking about too, I have this wonderful friend, Tamara, who has been just dreaming about Portugal. And she will treat herself to snippets of time where she's looking at apartments or flats there. And it's a small amount of time, but it fuels her dream. It fuels her sense of adventure, even during this pandemic. And I think that I'm trying to put words to that seed planting piece that I think oftentimes we may disregard, like a small amount of time, thinking it's not really going to get us anywhere. But there's way more that's happening than beyond whatever we're doing in that small amount of time. When I'm taking 5 minutes to do the next lesson on the ukulele, it's furthering my ukulele playing a little bit, right? Like, I mean, it's not a huge thing, but it's furthering it a little bit. But more importantly, what it's doing is it's investing in the part of me who wants that kind of, to me, the ukulele is something that I imagine taking to the beach or taking on a trip and pulling out and strumming. And it's a part of investing in playfulness. It's a part of investing in simple joy. And so when I'm spending that 5 minutes, it's not just about playing the ukulele, right? It's about investing in something that is really important to me. So I don't exactly, because I've not read Atomic Habits, maybe many of you have, I haven't read that book, but my friend Susan was just saying yesterday that one of the important parts of it is to tie a new habit to something that you're already doing, which made a lot of sense to me. So one of the things that I've also been doing over the last month or so is right when I wake up, when I'm walking around the side of the bed to make the bed, I drop down and do some push-ups. And it's just become, you know, when I'm making the bed, I do push-ups. And it helps me to wake up a little. It helps me to feel like I'm, you know, just getting the blood flowing. I do some squats then. But it's attached to making the bed. And I really think that that's such an interesting and wonderful thing. I've started doing so when I wanted to start this new habit with the ukulele, I tied it to walking into the studio. So that the night before I set out my ukulele, you know, so that it's the first thing I see. And so that way I'm also, which I think is really important too, and I think this is probably going to be the last thing I say, but that we start the day doing something that feels like it's investing in our future self, you know? So doing something that feels like it fuels our spirit, and that it's, you can't see me, but I'm putting little air quotes here, it's ours. You know, we're starting the day not by looking at, you know, emails or the news or texts from people, things that might call us to be focused on other people or the life outside of us, but focused inward on something that is bringing us to life, something we want to bring into our lives. So that we start the day with that. And we make it 3 minutes or 5 minutes and really pay attention to how that feels. All right, so let's see if Mick Jagger has anything else to say to us before we go. Yeah. So time is on our side. We can really reframe the way that we see our lives and what's possible. And I hope that, I hope you'll find just one thing maybe that brings you to life that you want to spend 3 or 5 minutes a day on, tie it to something else that you're already doing, and just watch what happens, how it feels. And let me know as always, okay? All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.